Well, you know, it's practically impossible to talk about Woody Guthrie from any perspective without paying heed to the song for which he's best known and his greatest gift, I feel, to the American people. The song also had its beginnings in New York in 1940, just like one of the earlier ones we heard. Woody had come off another one of his road journeys, traveling across the country that was, even at that time, still making its way out of the Great Depression. And he heard the song by Irving Berlin, God Bless America. It didn't quite resonate with him, or with the America he was seeing at that time. So, as he nearly always did when he had something on his mind, he sat down and wrote a song about it. He called this one, God Bless America for Me. It was, in a sense, his reply to Mr. Berlin. And he wrote it using the title to be as much of a question as an affirmation. For one of the verses went, in the square in the city, in the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there wondering if God blessed America for me. Then he wrote the chorus, this land is your land, this land is my land. From California to Staten Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, God blessed America for me. He wrote the song at a time when a lot of folks didn't feel particularly blessed at all and were wondering if the land truly did belong to them, when so many of them had lost what little piece of America they had to call their own. It was both a protest and an affirmation. God blessed America for me. Woody didn't sing this song much at first. It was just one of the hundreds of songs that he wrote and added to the pile. A number of them never got set to music, as some of the ones we've heard now did by other people. But then he got a radio show, and he started using this song to open it up with. Ever the rearranger, he decided that New York Island had a little better ring to it than Staten Island. And at some point, he decided to give it a less religious but still no less spiritual tone by dropping the God blessed language and going with the refrain, this land was made for you and me. Even with that change, the song can still be sung as a question as well as an affirmation. And I have to say that for the first 8 years of the century we're in now, they were more of a question than an affirmation for me. But again, speaking for myself now, Woody's words changed back to an affirmation for me on the day before the inauguration of President Obama, at that wonderful event at the Lincoln Memorial, that January afternoon of song and spoken word. If you saw that, if you were watching it, or if you happened to have been there, as I really wish I had been, the last number on that day's program came when Woody's old compatriot Pete Seeger took his 89-year-old self, along with his banjo, out onto that stage to sing This Land Is Your Land with Bruce Springsteen. And I'm telling you, that's when I had to go for the tissues. I felt like I was finally getting something back. Back from and for my country. Something precious and holy, and sacred, and hopeful. And Pete Seeger, bless him for this, sang the whole song. He sang every verse the way Woody wrote it. That's how we're going to end up here. You're invited to join as you like.